couple other things going on. As Angela was mentioning, there'll be meetings today, budget meetings. Turns out the deficit not as bad as initially thought. It's down a bit. It's $120 million, something like that, which at this point is manageable. Some things have to be done, rainy day fund, so on and so forth. But there are other topics that are going to be on the agenda today over the Capitol. And one thing that's going on is the Connecticut Coalition for Public Education, and they're going to have a little briefing over at the Capitol this morning. In fact, the they'll be in the Capitol, actually, not at the LOB. And to kind of explain what's going on here is Carissa Niehoff, who's with the Connecticut Coalition for Public Education, here for a few minutes this morning. Carissa, good morning. Busy day for you.
Yes, it is. Good morning to you.
You would hope they're going to be listening in those budget negotiations, I would hope. But then again, you never know, right? But the problem, Chris, I guess, is the money. I mean, what's the and I know what you want to do. You represent, by the way, this coalition is pretty darn big. You've got the Connecticut Coalition for Public Education, the Association of Schools, Association of Boards of Education. You got a lot of people on board here. Public School Superintendents, the CEA, the Parent Teachers Association, Federation of School Administrators, and the Federation of Teachers Connecticut. Who isn't coming? Can I ask? Do you have room in that meeting hall?
We sure do. We actually hope that we get a good turnout there at the Capitol this morning. We're very excited to be introducing a concept that our coalition has agreed upon. We would like to talk today about the CARES Commission. The CARES is an acronym that stands for Connecticut Achievement and Resource Equity in Schools.
Okay.
And basically the concept behind this commission is that there would be two primary charges. The first charge would be to submit to the governor and the General Assembly a strategic plan to address the state's obligation to fund local schools from pre-K through high school. In time, hopefully, for the 2019 legislative session.
Okay.
The second charge of this commission would be to create a long-term plan for the state to address its obligation, and that would involve ongoing analysis and recommendations to lawmakers and the public regarding funding of Connecticut's public schools. So this commission, we would hope, would include stakeholders with some expertise in education, taxation, mm-hmm. equity perspectives, mm-hmm. And would be an ongoing situation established in statute.
Carissa, does this, in a way, if you remember, what was it, 6 months ago, Judge Muswalker had basically the ruling saying the funding system is all messed up. I mean, is that an attempt to address this?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that whatever this commission would recommend would be constitutionally appropriate in alignment with CJEP versus Roe, and quite frankly, other related court decisions.
So what is the funding issue now? Once again, as you know, two things are happening. Number one, pension obligations, some of those have been passed over to the state to fund teachers' retirements. Okay, so there's that. The amount of aid from the state is being cut, from what we understand. And, you know, property taxes, again, are a real problem here. And I don't know, you've got a full plate here, it would seem to me.
Sure. So, as you know, right, there's no right now, there's no unified and consistent funding system that provides resources for every child in Connecticut's public schools. We use currently more than 10 different funding formulas to fund public schools. And the ECS formula, which allocates state education aid to districts, has really not been fully funded. So we've technically stopped using it, so to speak. So really, funding for districts and schools right now is not allocated based on student needs, per se, but rather around estimated wealth and other situations that go into the formula.
Now, some of that is offset, but once again, I think as we established a moment ago, some of those differences that you might find, for example, Hartford, 51% of the property tax, the land there is exempt from property taxes. So theoretically, the state sends some money to help out. It seems to me that's being cut back a bit.
Yes. That's absolutely true across the board in all districts, yes.
So, but when do you guys get started? I mean, I know this morning. By the way, what time is the meeting today?
So we will be at the Capitol in the old Approps Room, which is on the governor's side of the Capitol. It's on the third floor. We'll be starting our press conference at 10.
Okay. And once again, it's room 310. If you have not been to the Capitol lately, it's a gorgeous building. And we'll see what happens. So basically what you do is lay the groundwork right now with all these stakeholders, and then you go from there looking towards 2019.
That's correct.
All right. Well, you've taken a you've got a job to do there, Carissa. I want to wish you the best of luck. Let's stay in touch with us. Let's know what you guys come up with.
Absolutely, we will. And thank you for giving us a little time to talk with you this morning.
Glad to help you out. Thank you very much. Gets us away from everything else in the world. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
All right. You too. Take care.
All right. Carissa Niehoff. She's with the Connecticut Coalition for Public Education. So we'll see. Anyway, yeah, it's room 310. It's on the top floor, I believe it is, of the state capitol building.